Our oldest son is 18 years old, and my wife started looking at homeschooling methods and curriculum before he was ever born. 20-plus years ago, when we started researching homeschooling in 1990, there were still very few homeschooling publishers or companies who were willing to sell curriculum to homeschoolers. By the time our son was born in 1995, things were starting to change dramatically. By the time he started kindergarten in 2000, choices such as Sunlight, Charlotte Mason, literature-based curriculum, and many other styles of homeschooling were all starting to grow. The internet was beginning to catch on, especially among homeschoolers, and now it is estimated there are over 1 million homeschooling curriculum choices to have to wade through. This is a mixed blessing. The original homeschoolers would tell you how fantastic it is to see the rise of great family-based publishers, writers who saw the needs for quality curriculum and began to produce it, who made the big companies jealous enough to want to start selling to homeschoolers. However, homeschoolers are also faced with choice overload. Parents who are just getting started this year in homeschooling are overwhelmed by all the choices. Now, we all know there are lots of websites out there to help you, but to whose advice do you listen? How do you know, without wasting a lot of money, which curriculum or methods will work for your family and for your situation? An important verse from God's Word that has encouraged us in our homeschooling is 2 Peter 1:3. It states, "His divine power has given us everything we need for life and godliness through our knowledge of Him who called us by His own glory and goodness." One of our parenting goals is to train our children for life and godliness, and this verse says we do that by increasing our children's knowledge of Him. It is comforting to know that He has called them by His own glory and goodness, and to know they were chosen in Him before the foundation of the world. God doesn't ever call us parents to a task without equipping us. His Word is how our children gain knowledge of Him. When we as parents use the Scripture as our instruction manual, His divine power will flow through us to give us and our children everything that we need. Together, let's examine the Bible carefully to see if it will guide us through all the methods and curriculum to a choice that will line up with His Word. First, we'll see if the Bible has any goals for us. Are there things God says clearly that we're supposed to do as parents? Second, we'll look at homeschooling methods. Do the popular philosophies of homeschooling line up with biblical methods of parenting? Finally, we'll look at how to choose homeschooling curriculum that will help us reach our goals. Does the Bible go so far as to recommend specific ways to teach our children? I recommend that you have your Bible with you throughout the series that we're going to do on biblical home education. You'll especially want to have your Bible open to the book of Deuteronomy, which we like to call God's parenting book. You will gain the most from this study if you read and reread God's instructions straight from His own Word. May the God of all peace fill your heart and home with His grace and love.